Certified Specialist Health Interpreter Sample Materials. Task D.
Task Instructions.
You will shortly hear a monolingual exchange of between 750 and 800 words in English. The exchange will be played once with no pauses. You cannot request a repetition of any part of the exchange. You must interpret this monolingual exchange using the simultaneous mode. This means starting to interpret as soon as possible and continuing for the duration of the exchange. The following interpreting brief provides the context for the exchange.
Interpreting brief.
A medical specialist from Alert Country is visiting Australia to see how the New South Wales Mental Health Review Tribunal works, as they are thinking of setting up a similar tribunal in the Lote Country. The specialist has been allowed to sit in at a session in the Mental Health Review Tribunal. The presiding member welcomes the visitor and then proceeds to discuss the case in question, which is about a patient who is currently subject to a community treatment order, or CTO. The application before the tribunal is for a further order for 6 months. The patient is not present as they have refused to attend. The tribunal session proceeds with Mrs. Hunt, the presiding member, opening the session, Mr. Donald, the patient's case manager, giving evidence as to why a CTO is necessary in the circumstances. The tribunal has engaged the services of an interpreter as a courtesy to the visiting Lote specialist so that they may understand the process. The interpreter will be sitting next to the specialist in an unobtrusive position so as not to disrupt the proceedings and will interpret simultaneously into your language. The monologue task begins now.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Please note that with the permission of the patient, we have a specialist from a Lote country who is here on a research assignment. This is a hearing of the New South Wales Mental Health Review Tribunal today to conduct a hearing to consider an application for a community treatment order, or CTO, from Mr. Paul Jones under the Mental Health Act 2007. Unfortunately, Mr. Jones has chosen not to attend the hearing. So the way we will conduct the hearing is to listen to the evidence from case manager Mr. Donald in order to determine whether this is the least restrictive form of care, which is consistent with safe and effective care for Mr. Jones, and also whether the declared mental health facility has an appropriate treatment plan, which it is capable of implementing. So my name is Robin Hunt, and I am the presiding member and lawyer on the panel today. Also on the panel, we have Dr. Peters, a psychiatrist, and Mr. Ratcliffe, who is the other member. So firstly, I would like to ask Mr. Jones' case manager what his views are regarding the application for a further CTO.
Thank you, member. Mr. Jones is opposed to this application as he does not believe he has a mental illness and does not believe that he needs any treatment.
All right. So what I propose to do then is to hear the evidence from Mr. Donald as to why the service believes that Mr. Jones needs a further CTO. I appreciate that Mr. Jones has chosen not to attend. Would he like the tribunal to contact him by phone to take part in the hearing?
Unfortunately, Mr. Jones does not have a phone at the moment, but he was quite firm in his opinion that he does not want to attend the hearing because he has been the subject of a number of CTOs and believes that the tribunal will make another order regardless of what he says.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate that Mr. Jones has chosen not to attend, but we can proceed in his absence. Could you please convey to him the message that we do listen to the views of all parties involved and that each hearing is a separate application? We do treat it as such. But please proceed with your application.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Jones is a 32-year-old man who has a well-documented history of admissions to various hospitals around Australia over the past 10 years. He has a diagnosis of chronic treatment-resistant schizophrenia. Several of these admissions have been for extended periods. He has also spent time in the forensic mental health system as a result of his unprovoked assault on a member of the public. He was discharged from hospital on a CTO 6 months ago, and despite several breach warnings being necessary to maintain his adherence to his treatment, he has not had an admission during this time. His previous response to antipsychotic medications have shown minimal benefit, but the regular depot risperidone he has been receiving has reduced his sometimes aggressive and paranoid presentation, and he seems to be responding less to internal stimuli, which is a long-standing problem. Apart from these ongoing symptoms, Mr. Jones requires constant prompting to attend to appointment with his case manager and treating doctor, as well as to his activities of daily living. He is currently living in a group home where he is supported by staff from a non-government organization, but they report that he tends to isolate in his room and has to be encouraged to shower and change his clothes. He does not show any insight into his condition, and I believe if he were not on a CTO, he would cease to accept his medication, and he would be at high risk of harm to himself, harm to others, and of misadventure. We propose that a further CTO be made for 6 months so that we can continue our attempts to engage with him and with community services which are available.
All right. Apart from medication, what other services and support are you offering Mr. Jones?
We have made an application to the NDIS for daily support for Mr. Jones, and we are attempting to engage him in rehabilitation services. Unfortunately, despite the antipsychotic treatment he has received so far, some of his more paranoid ideas regarding mental health services all being part of a plot to somehow stop him from achieving his mission in life have not faded in intensity. Therefore, he has been unwilling to engage with any other services. We feel that if Mr. Jones were unmedicated and not being followed up by mental health services, he may act on these ideas and place members of the public at risk.
End of task.